You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The student becomes the teacher. It's Lecture Me.
Just kidding, Castor. How are you doing? I've got him on Zoom. Well, I thought I did.
Yes.
Thank you very Hello. Much, Anika. Hi, Castor. How are you doing?
I'm doing good.
I'm not sure if we can hear you on air or not.
We can? That's good to hear.
Okay, you might be echoing.
Oh.
All right. This is Lecture Me, and I'm not starting off to a very auspicious start, it has to be said. But it's time to sit up straight, pay attention, and what are they teaching at the University of Auckland these days? Waipapa Taumata Rau. And Castor is majoring in sociology and political science, and we thought we'd find out what his most recent lecture was about. So, again, hello. Morena, Castor.
Morena, Karen.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little under the weather, but that's all right. It's a good morning.
Yeah, I'm sorry you can't be with us this morning. So what year of university are you in?
I'm in my second year at the moment.
And I've said what you are studying, sociology and political science.
Yeah.
And just a little bit about you. Did you go to high school in Auckland or have you come from outside the region?
I did go to high school in Auckland. I went to Avondale College. Great school.
Yeah. What's the motto there at Avondale? Do you remember it?
Kohinga Taikaka, I think, which is seek the hardwood.
Seek the hardwood. Yes. Two young gentlemen in my own family went to Avondale College. They loved it. So do you live at home or are you flatting?
Currently living at home, yes.
How's that? All right.
It's quite nice, yeah. It's good. The commute's a bit long, but we make it work.
Is someone making you a cup of tea this morning?
I did have to make that cuppa myself, but it was good.
Fair enough. Are they asleep?
Not at the moment. I suspect they're getting ready for something or something else. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure if your voice is echoing in and out or not. It is in my cans, so I hope everyone can hear you, Castor. So what do you like about the university? Anything? Everything?
It's a lovely environment. I love just walking around, seeing people. The classes are really great, engaging. It's lovely.
Big workload?
Yes, it is a bit of a steady workload, but it's definitely doable.
Okay, so your most recent lecture was on what day?
Oh, it would have been just a few weeks ago. It would have been, hold on, I wasn't prepared for this.
Don't worry, it's all right. You don't have to be precise. That's
it would have been, I think, in early June or late May.
Okay, so in terms of lectures, do you often come in or do you just do them remotely?
I try to come in for the classes I'm quite passionate about. I will say, with the long commute, it's a bit difficult to build up the motivation to head in for some of the less interesting ones.
Yeah, especially getting into the city, it can be a bit difficult at times, huh?
All
right, so tell me, what was your most recent lecture on?
It's a bit of a slightly dark topic, something called primitive accumulation, which is essentially how capitalism was initially...
Okay, so primitive accumulation of capital, righto?
Yes, yeah.
So this is part of your political science degree?
Part of my sociology degree, actually. Yeah, okay. It was quite interesting. So there's this whole process that basically has to happen to, because you've got all these in feudal society, you know, with lords and peasants and all that. You've got all the peasants sitting on commonly owned land, you know, farming. If they need anything like a tree or timber, that sort of thing, or water, they'll just go to the stream or the forest to get it. And they probably don't want to work in factories so much because there's not an immediate benefit to them.
All right, so we're talking peasants. What century are we talking? Like 16th?
Yeah, sort of around the Industrial Revolution type period. That's the frame of reference.
Okay, so is it a theory, primitive accumulation?
It's sort of, yeah, I would say it's a theory to explain, I guess, the process through which these peasants ended up becoming workers.
Top of my head, I'm thinking Karl Marx.
Yes, yeah, famously, he was discussing a lot of this stuff. Though there's a lot of New Zealand academics that also look into it, which is quite good.
And they're alive as well.
Yes, yeah, for sure. I've met some of them. They're great.
Right. Okay. So, for those who may not understand what feudal means, can you explain that system? Was that
Yeah. So you've got essentially most of the land is under the ownership of lords and kings and all that, and there'll be peasants who are working on the land, usually like farmers farming wheat or oats or potatoes, something like that, and they'll give a portion of their crop to the lord. But essentially, other than that little payment for living on the land, they're free to do within their life essentially how they want, right? They can build their own house, farm their own crops, they're somewhat free.
Okay, so then comes capitalism, and can you just give us a little definition of what is capitalism?
a bit complicated, but
it's an economic theory, a system,
generally you have employers and employees, which in Marxist terms you'd call the bourgeoisie and proletariat.
Okay, and money must come into this somewhere, or things that you exchange. When did money actually come into play?
So money's a bit of an earlier thing. So that comes in around when you have merchants going around. So merchants, they're a bit of an intermediary step between feudalism and capitalism. They'll go around and buy excess stock and then sell it to other people. And then that intermediary comes through with currency.
Okay. And so the primitive accumulation of capital, explain to me how that works as the primitive accumulation of capital. We're talking about peasants and so how is that an accumulation of capital for peasants?
Right. Yeah. So, well, less for the peasants. They end up losing quite a lot, actually. There's not so much incentive if you're a peasant, right, farming on your own land, you're living within your means. There's not so much incentive to go and work in a factory, which is of course what these factory owners want, right? If you want to make lots of products, you need lots of workers. And if they don't want to come in, you kind of have to make them. And so that involves dispossessing all of these people of their land, of their homes, and getting them to move in nice big urban areas. You'll get landlords who are now getting them to pay rent. And to pay rent, you need money. And to get money, you need a job, hopefully, for the factory owners at a factory.
Okay, so Kester, do you have a personal opinion on this?
I do. Should it be voiced?
Go.
Yeah, I think primitive accumulation, actually, I think it's quite bad. I do think there's a bit that Marx talks about, right, where he acknowledges the fact that capitalism is quite good for progress. And I think that's definitely true, right? A lot of these peasants probably wouldn't end up making computers or anything like that down the line. So there's definitely benefits that can be seen. But obviously, if your land is stripped away from you and you're forced to work in a factory, it's quite difficult to get back into a situation where you're self-sustaining, you know?
Very good. Well, you obviously learnt something in that lecture.
You
had an opinion on it.
Yes, yeah, it was great. It was quite entertaining.
Hey, thank you very much for being our first victim, I was going to say, no. student for Lecture Me on BFM. Really appreciate it. Have a good day. Yeah. I hope you're feeling better.
Thank you. Yeah, you too. Have a great show.
That was Lecture Me.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.